That's what happened at that time, because people that needed to sell couldn't sell because there's no buyers, there's no money, right? So that's going to happen in market crash. How do you protect yourself against this problem? How do you... Hey, what's going on? Welcome back. But this is the first of many that we're going to be doing. Many series we're going to be doing. Let me see something really quickly. Welcome to 3 B's of Surviving Market Crash. That first of all, my name is Ola. So if you're here for the first time, brand new, make sure you subscribe to the channel. This video is for two types of people. You're either a member already or you are brand new to this platform. Either way, the first step is you want to download the book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. All right, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And second step is you want to make sure you join the mastermind. It's only $10 per month, and you can easily find access to that at myempirepro.com/3pillars. Okay, there are 3 pillars that we teach here on how to win in the real estate wholesaling and frankly any entrepreneurship game. Okay, the idea is the 3 pillars, which is the VAT, value, automation, traffic. And traffic can come from all kind of sources. With the methods we're going to be following throughout the whole of 2019 here, that we're starting 2019 heavy with, is how you get traffic is through data. Okay, data collection is a big deal. As a matter of fact, there's a whole chapter in Smart Real Estate Wholesaling on data collection. Okay, there's data collection is chapter 3. Okay, and there's no business in the 21st century where you don't pay solid attention to data collection and data management. And I know that may sound computer-ish and anything, but basically data is the same, it's synonymous to information. Your ability to collect information and to arrange that information into a meaningful manner that you can use to maximize revenue and maximize profit is what's going to make you stand in the 21st century of business. So that's basically what we follow here. With that being said, today's topic that we're going to start off with is 3 B's of surviving the market crash. The first step, we're going to go through this in about less than 10 minutes. We're going to go through this lesson, then we're going to go into the work for the day. So basically, I bring you into the back office. If you're a member of the 3 pillars, you'll be able to see all of that. You'll be able to see my activities today on how I use data to reach out to people and to find deals, find pre-qualified leads and turn them to deals. Okay, and that process you'll be able to eavesdrop on with me today all day long. So if you're a member, you'll see the rest of it. If you're not a member, you'll see for the first 10 minutes of this video, okay, which is basically this lesson. All right, so let's get started. All right, so let's get into it. The 3 B's of surviving market crash. So problem solved. The problem we are going to solve today, the problem that we were going to solve today is in a market crash. First of all, why are we talking market crash right now? There's a lot of speculations, and frankly, you know, there's going to be a reset in real estate. That's bound to happen. Okay, so for example, if you don't know my story is basically my market crashed completely with the 2008 market crash. I came into real estate, I closed my first deal December 2005. My first training was December 2004, and then I went through the whole year. I was trying to finish up my master's program at NJIT, and then I went through that whole process. And by the middle of the year, I started going heavy on marketing. I was using direct mail a lot, and by December 2005, I closed my first deal. Around that same time that I closed my first deal, I had like 4 different deals in the pipeline at the time, within a matter of 2 weeks into 2006. Then I closed my second deal with my partner and my mentor at the time. Then my second, third, fourth deal back to back. 2006 was an awesome year, right? And I completely felt invincible. I felt like, you know, you can't tell me nothing. You know, I figured this out. I'm going to be in the business and I know what it takes to build a business. But the problem at the time was that I had not even, I hadn't, I didn't even know the meaning of recession at the time. Okay, I have not come across the word recession at the time, much less knowing how to survive it, right? So, but long story short, in 2008, the whole market crashed. I was not prepared for it. My market got wiped out with it. In 2009, I tried to get into car business with the money that I had saved, and I lost all my money. Then towards the end of 2009, September, I came online to the internet, and I became very successful along with my partner, brother, Shola, on the internet for the next few years over. And then, you know, a lot of back and forth, to be honest with you, since I started building this business. But that business that crashed in 2008 was a $1 million business, all right? And then I built another $1 million business in online marketing, internet marketing. And then that crashed too because I didn't know the three B's that I'm about to share with you right now, okay? Actually, when I came on the internet, I kind of came into internet with some of the concepts I'm going to share with you, but I didn't really internalize it, okay? It didn't become a part of who I am, and it didn't become a part of anything I built again, because it was easy for me to build a business, build income, build revenue, but then anytime there's a market shift, my business crashed with it, okay? And that's happened at least twice, maybe 2.5 times for me right now. So that's why I want to share this with you, so you can protect yourself against any kind of market reset, market recession, market crash, or whatever. It's a reset, okay? It's a correction. It's a market correction. So the market is not going to keep going high like a linear curve for life. It's not going to happen like that. There's going to be market correction, because the way the market works is there's a confidence versus fear, right? It's always confidence versus fear. It's a demand and supply thing, right? So people are confidently coming into the market and buying and buying. The confidence is going up, and eventually speculation is going to take over confidence, right? Take over real numbers. That means the actual intrinsic value in the market, right? And when that happens, that means the market is overbought. Like, too many people buying into the market, much more than the actual value of the market, right? So at that point in time, it's going to pull back a little bit to reset. That's why we call it reset or correction. So it's inevitable, it's going to happen. But the way you protect yourself against it is what we're going to talk about. What happens, right? What are the kind of problems that happens when the market crashes, right? So number one, the market, business and money dries up completely, right? Business and money dries up in the market. In fact, when the market crashed in 2008, my loan officer, my banker at the time, had been warning me, like, listen, Ola, my money is gonna dry up. And I was like, what is he talking about? I didn't really understand what he was talking about, right? Bob, if you're listening to this, I'm talking about you. He was warning me, and I didn't really understand. I'm like, what is he talking about? This business works all the time. I was getting married in Newark. I pulled up to a little nice parking lot. My lawyer met me at the closing just literally hours before my wedding, and I closed a $30,000 deal. It was so easy for me to make $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 deal. As a matter of fact, my highest at the time was an $82,000 deal that I closed in Newark, Peabody Place, right? So it was very easy for me to do deals at the time. So, and that's basically all I knew. And it wasn't a quick success for me, at least a whole year after I took my first course before I closed my deal. But 1 year to closing $30,000 deal, anybody would agree that that's very fast, right? Because you could go to college 4 or 5 years and never do deals like that in a lifetime, right? So it was kind of quick for me. I didn't have any children. I wasn't married. As a matter of fact, I got married in 2007 in the midst of all that success. But then in 2008, when money started drying up, basically I started hearing things like, oh, that deal can't close. Oh my God, the deal fell through. Oh my God, yeah, the underwriter is having trouble underwriting the deal. They're tightening up the criteria to close the deal, to underwrite a loan, right? Basically, money was drying up from the market. And if there's no money, then we're all not going to get paid, right? If there's no money for your clients to borrow money, then we're all not going to get paid. So one of the problems that you're going to encounter in a market tightening up is business and money drying up, because interest rates are also going higher, okay? So interest rates are still kind of like at all-time low right now. And there's a lot of, and rightfully so, speculation that interest rates are going to go higher, which means money is going to be a lot more expensive. Okay, so when money is a lot more expensive, market is going to tighten up and people are going to protect their money a whole lot more with a lot more criteria. So that's why you want to this is just one of the problems that you're going to encounter. Number two problem you're going to encounter is unpredictable market direction. Okay, no one is going to know where the market's going. So what that's going to do is remove confidence from the marketplace, right? So people are not going to confidently come into the marketplace and do business, either as a buyer or seller, right? And if you're in a position that you have to sell, then you are truly screwed. And that's what happens with a lot of foreclosures that you saw in the marketplace after 08, 09, 10, 11, 12, 2012, right? That's what happened at that time, because people that needed to sell couldn't sell because there's no buyers, there's no money, right? So that's going to happen in market crash. How do you protect yourself against this problem? How do you solve this problem? The third problem that you're going to encounter, right? This is not the only problem, but the rest of the problem that we could talk about is they're all kind of connected to this. Okay, the other thing is no one wants to buy houses, right? So it doesn't matter. You're going to find out now that it's not even about the house, but because you're in the real estate business, if no one wants to buy houses, right, then basically that affects your business either as a wholesaler, as a flipper. Because think about it, as a real estate wholesaler, you are trying to flip your property to a person that's going to fix and flip it, right? If that person is not confident about finding buyers in good time, then the numbers are going to be scrutinized a lot more, and there's going to be less cash buyers, less investors, private investors coming into the market to buy, because the confidence are going to be lower. And some of them who are savvy enough may be smart enough to be buying to hold, but even in order to buy and hold, you have to be confident enough in the market that the numbers are going to make sense in order to do that. Some people have enough deep pocket to buy and hold even if they're negative cash flowing, and majority of people don't have that. They need that number, they need the house to be paying for itself while they're holding on to it, and that makes it a lot more difficult. Bottom line is that the market will be tighter. So how do we fix these three problems, right? The solution to these three problems is what I call the three B's of surviving market crash, and these are the problems right here solved. Okay, so like I said, number one, business and money dries up. How do you solve that? You become the expert and the go-to person. Okay, be the expert or the go-to person in the marketplace. Okay, majority of people that are in the market, majority of wholesalers, are not the go-to person. They're just average, right? Yeah, maybe they are successful, they're closing deals in a good market, they're closing $10,000, $12,000, $30,000 deals in a good market. They're average when you compare them against across board, right? But when the market tightens up, because they're average, they're one of the first people for the market to eject out of the system, right? Why? Because they were not the expert go-to person, okay? If you become the expert go-to person, basically, you're attracting traffic, you're attracting audience, you're attracting people, the average, right, that won't know what to do with their deals. If you become a well-learned, educated expert in the game, you will still remain in the game, okay? And how do you become an expert in the game? You have to be a student of the game, okay? You have to remain a student of the game. No matter how good the market is, you have to continue to learn from yourself, from other people, even with teaching, okay? Because I like the idea of teaching. If you're creating content, okay, which is another ballgame mentality, if you're creating content either on your wall, on Facebook, or having an Instagram page, basically, you will have inclination to want to learn more about the market, okay? And by the time you're learning more about the market, you basically put yourself in the top 10% of the marketplace. And then by default, you become the go-to person, the expert in the game, because you position yourself to continue to learn. There's no such thing as finishing learning the game. Even the market correction that's coming is going to be a different beast from what happened the last time there was a market correction. So you want to become a student of the game. That's the way to do that. Not just by calling yourself an expert like a clown, but by being exactly that, by becoming a student of the game, a perpetual student of the game. So that's the first way to solve that problem of business money drying up. If you're attracting people, money comes from people, right? So if you're attracting people, then you won't have that problem, okay? Because people have money, right? And but they are scrutinizing where they put their money. But if you're attracting majority of the people in the game to yourself, to your empire, to your business, then you won't have the problem, at least not the way the regular people, the average people will have that problem, okay? So the second problem to solve again is unpredictable market direction. How do you solve that problem? You be the listener, okay? People that say they don't know where the market is going is because they don't listen to the marketplace, okay? The market is always right. Are we clear about that? The market is always right. So if you're listening to the game, to the market, then you will know the direction that the market is going. The people that don't know the direction that the market is going are people that are speculators, okay? They become the prophet of the game. They listen to prophets and then they become prophet of the game. I'm not talking about empirical type of prophet. I'm not talking about the prophet that predicts based on data in the market. How do you become a listener of the game? Again, one of the best ways is to collect data. You become a data collection, a collector of what's happening in the past 6 months of the marketplace. If you become an avid, again, student of the data that happened, the data that was collected from market activities in the past 6 months, you will always, that means you're listening by default. That's what I mean by listening to the data. Data is real numbers of what happened in the market in the last 6 months. If you get very good at comparables, creating comps for creating comps for properties, property comps that are within 6 months, okay, sold properties within the last 6 months within 1 mile radius of your subject property, if you become very good at that, you're automatically a listener of the game. So you won't have situation where people say, oh yeah, but Atlantic City is going down, oh yeah, but Trenton is going down. You will simply stick to the numbers, and then by doing that you won't have the problem of not knowing where the market is going, okay? You will clearly see in number where the market is going, okay? And you will always be 6 months ahead of the game while everyone speculates and say, yeah, Amazon is moving in. Yes, Google is moving in. Yeah, those things can affect the market, but they are more of long-term effect on the market. But if you stay within that 6 months range, be a 6 month listener of the marketplace, which by default you do when you get very good at creating, at coming up with value opinion, professional value opinion of a property, which again we show you all of that on the inside, right? Once you come in, I mean, I'm going to be showing more of that today, actually, for the rest of the day if you're a member, okay? So that's one of the ways, be the listener. All right, the third problem, no one wants to buy. Well, you solve that problem by being a problem solver, okay? What you said, this game, real estate wholesaling, it's not about houses, it's about marketing. And more importantly, it's about solving problems, because marketing is about solving problems, okay? If you want to be the best marketer in the game, again, you listen to the market and you solve the topmost problem that the market is saying they have, right? You become the service provider. You serve the marketplace. How do you serve the marketplace? By solving their problem, by answering their questions, right? If you come into the marketplace by learning how to lead with listening to what the existing problems in the marketplace are, right? And listening to what questions people are asking and learning how to get into research mode and finding out the answers to those questions and the solutions to those problems, and you bring that to the marketplace, you become a problem solver, right? A solution provider for the marketplace. When you're talking to your prospects, you listen to what their motivation is, right? So we talk about being a listener, right? So when you're prospecting, listening to what the motivation is, right, then it's easier for you to come up with a problem solution, right? It's easier for you to come up with a solution to help them get through whatever their motivation is. The motivation is truly, in most cases, never really about the house. The house just becomes the product that backs up your business. Obviously, for you to have a real business that's not being run as a scam or as a pyramid scheme, you need a solid product. And that's one of the benefits we have for having real estate as the product that backs up our business, right? But again, that's just all it is, a product that backs up the business. The business that you're in is a solution provider. You're a problem solver. If you become the solver, the problem solver, you won't have to worry about no one wants to buy houses. Okay, because what you'll be doing is solving the existing problems in the business. So for example, when market crashes, you will see a lot of sellers that are desperate and need to get rid of the property. So in other words, you'll be listening to solve the problem that they tell you. What is their motivation, right? When they're telling you what their motivation is, you listen in for what the problem is, and then you focus on solving that problem using the existing 6 months worth of data that's available to you, and then you can solve that problem. Then you stay in the business for a long time. Either the market is cold or the market is bad. Okay, so that's what I have for you for today's lesson. That's what I have today. So now we're gonna go into taking action. Okay, so there's a difference between learning all the stuff and actually taking action. So if you want to continue the rest of the video, for the rest of the content for today, then you have to go ahead to 3pillarsystem.com and log in. Okay, if you're not a member, it's just $10 a month, and then you'll be able to come in with me. I'm going to start prospecting, I'm going to start calling some data, and you're going to hear me how I talk to people, and how I find out what the motivation is, how I move on to the next very quick, like next, right, until I find deals, and how I prospect, and how I build relationships, and how I sort through the data, and how I organize the data. I will bring you on the back end. You can watch all of that with me. Okay, so that's gonna be fun. So if you're not a member, then that's it for today. Just make sure you subscribe to this channel, because I bring lessons like this to you every single day. If you're brand new here, make sure you go download the book. It's absolutely free, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. if you want to see the rest of this video, just simply come on to 3pillarsystem.com, and let's get that going.